Please consult with your investment or tax.
The following program is a paid advertisement for Mother Earth Foods. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services. Highway to Health with Healthy Dave is brought to you by Mother Earth Foods on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. And now here's our show.
Yes, yes, Swan Lake. Folks, Swan Lake, Healthy Dave's arms are flailing around the studio. Does this day in history, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake is world premiered in Moscow. 1877 is the year. Hope you're having a great day today in 2024. It's Monday, folks. It's not Wednesday. We are live here in the studio because basketball prevails here in the Mid-Ohio Valley, and that's just fine. Healthy Dave and I can do any day of the week, by golly. We're just versatile. We're expecting a proficuous show today.
A proficuous show today.
And it is National Grammar Day, so mind your prepositions and adverbs, etc. John Chaffin over there is running the controls. Thank you, John. Healthy Dave is to my left. I'm Jameson Young. We hope you're having a wonderful March. I tell you, it's a pretty day outside. It's only going to get nicer and a little warmer as the day moves on. We don't have a guest today because you are the guest, folks. We are happy to have you, our listeners, be our guests.
Call us.
428-7267. 428-7267. If you're a little shy, text us, 488-4696. Love to hear your input, questions, thoughts, or concerns. How's Healthy Dave this morning?
Hey, we're doing good.
Good.
A beautiful day in the valley. Hey.
I wanted
to thank our streaming world. I don't have the stats, but I think I saw the stats. Let's see, what was it? I'm trying to remember. Germany? 96% of our listenership was in Germany this last month.
That sounds right. Do we have France? I was trying to think of the colors of the flag they showed. Somewhere over there in Europe, they were listening to us, which is always good to be globally heard. Of course.
Yeah, of course. That's what I said. You can stream us. I mean, you can hear us on many places. Spotify.
Hey, Spotify. That's right. That is our new one.
We're on Spotify, folks, and that means you can tune in anytime. And all you have to do is look for.
What's it called?
I think I'm asleep. It's Monday.
Is it Highway to Health?
Highway to Health with Healthy Dave.
There you go. On Spotify.
There's a few other Highway to Health, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
interesting
like
to
four
know.
Or five, so,
you need to add with Healthy Dave.
You got to put the Healthy Dave, and we're trying to figure out how we can market that more, that you can tune in more, and maybe even in the Spotify world, to try to get a little higher elevation. So we're trying to. We got to get our listenership up, so hey, tune in, please.
Okay, listen, I've been plugging you guys the last few weeks because the boys of summer are doing their spring training right now, the baseball guys. So I'm going to start off the show. 1927, Babe Ruth becomes the highest paid player in Major League Baseball history.
Yeah.
Guys, how much was he getting paid per season in 1927?
$100,000.
John says $100,000.
No, I'm going to say $10,000.
$70,000.
$70,000?
Per season in 1927.
Oh.
Yeah, he had signed a 3-year contract. So, I mean, that's, $200,000 contract back in the day. That's a pretty big deal.
That's pretty good.
Way to go,
man.
That's almost 100 years ago. Jeez,
exactly.
Louise.
Hey, guess what? This month is National Nutrition Month.
That's what I was thinking when we were talking about what day.
National
Nutrition Month. Right. Hey, you know what? I got a friend that's got a health food store down at 19th and Plum. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Mother Earth Foods. Dave, have you heard of that store?
Vaguely. It's just a figment of my imagination. What's that word again?
Folks, give us a call. We need you. Call us today. We're just hanging from the rafters. Hey, no, the good news is you've got some of those good Mother's to go grab and go munchies. Yeah. They're not being made out of the kitchen these days, but they're already prepackaged. They're ready to go. You can have breakfast burritos, pizza, soups, energy bars, all sorts of things that are they're in the same spot that the other stuff was.
The Mother's to go kitchen.
And for you folks who have been around a little while, you might remember that little store down there at 19th and Plum Street used to be about 1/20th of what it is now. I mean, it was that first room,
It. Everything was in the first room.
Yeah, everything. In fact, you rented out that side part of it. If you're looking at the building to the right, you rented that out to two or three different micro businesses over the years.
We started the Cotton Closet there. That was where we started the Cotton Closet, which was a little clothing thing. And that was 1983.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yes. Wow, that was before my time.
And in 1986, we were the lead story for Natural Food Merchandiser, which was a national publication, and they came down and took pictures and interviewed us as you know, because again, very unique in West Virginia.
Sure,
there wasn't
sure.
a whole lot of natural product in West Virginia. That was 1986. Can you
yeah
believe
it? Wow. I said, wasn't before my time of life, but before my time I moved here in 86. But yeah, you had a coffee shop in there, then you had
I've had all kinds of incarnations. Well, we had the 19th Street Cafe for many years. Years.
So, and then the drummer girl, Sherry
Killen. We had the I can't remember the name of her place, but yeah, it was a little
Sherry Killen. She's a good egg.
Little shop there.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
But now, just in time for the organic news press to hit the airwaves, we have Healthy Dave Hawkins, our healthy anchorman.
Yes, and in the news today, hey, and like you said, it is March. This is something that we'll be talking about over the next 2 months, but the topic of the headline was plastic bag ban.
Yep.
Plastic bag bans have already prevented billions of bags from being used.
I think it's great.
And the report says that the bottom line is that plastic bag bans work.
Yeah, that's what I circled and put exclamation points by it.
Yes, over the past several years, U.S. cities and states have passed hundreds of policies restricting the sale of distribution of single use plastic bag. That's the little what we call t-shirt bags, okay?
Right.
It says a new report says these laws are largely succeeding in their goal of reducing plastic bag use, okay? The bottom line is that they do work, which is good, and we want to see that happening more. It says the case against plastic bags is simple. Listen to these stats. They cause pollution at every stage of their lifespan, starting with the extraction of oil and gas that's used to make them. They cannot be recycled after being used just once for an average of about 12 minutes.
Wow.
According to one estimate.
Wow.
They are either incinerated or sent to the landfill where they can last for hundreds of years.
John put some up in trees, because I've seen a lot of them in trees over here. John, I think that's you doing that.
I just wanted to bring up off mic here, what about trash bags? That's where I see
them. Oh, I see trash bag use. That's interesting.
But I didn't know if that article covered
right.
It doesn't
right.
cover this. It's mostly about the ones that you get at the stores.
Right.
Which is going to segue into the fact that in April.
Well, because the trash bags do deliberately generally go to the trash area.
These bags
go everywhere.
Here's what it says. Notorious bags can also become litter that pollutes natural environment and kills wildlife. Plastic bags, along with plastic film, cause death to sea turtles, whales, dolphins, porpoises, and other types of microfilament plastics, which are getting into all types of humans, like detecting it in breast milk, detecting it in our blood. Plastics are getting so the point that it's really a problem.
It's one of the scary stats you've ever shared on the show, Dave, honestly.
Seriously. Tell me about it. So here's what we're going to do at Mother Earth.
Okay.
We're phasing out the plastic bags. Yep. When you come to Mother Earth, bring your own bag.
Yeah.
If you don't bring a bag, you can buy a bag, or you can pay for paper.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to have paper as an offering, but we're really encouraging use and reuse. A lot of the plastic that we're trying to reduce our footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get a recycled plastic t-shirt bag, but that's been long gone. I don't know whatever happened to them. And they were made from not plastic bags. They were made from other sources of plastic.
Okay.
Because the plastic bag cannot be recycled.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
So not much to it, right? I mean,
there's nothing to.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they don't don't have the technology. Plastic can only, most plastic can only be recycled one time.
Yeah.
And after that, it's done.
And so, again, folks, I want to remind you, as a fellow consumer, it's just like any other thing. You need to get in that habit. You do that for a little while, yeah. It'll become second nature to you. I was in your store just the other day, and I went, dadgum, I forgot my stupid bag. And that's on me. Mm-hmm. But we, as consumers, have to take that responsibility. We're a part of it, too, right? It can't just
Absolutely.
Be you. It's
no.
a two, you know, both
Two-way
of us.
Two-way street.
Yep.
And
yep.
we're not doing it to penalize people. We're doing no. it to basically say, hey, we just want to stop the use of this form of type of plastic. So
it's about yeah. that. Yep. It's about, maybe that's why you named your store Mother Earth.
Hey, what do you think?
I mean, seriously, that is the deal. I mean, yeah. everything comes back to that. And so, now, you know, kudos. What else?
This one is Colorado considering allowing the sale of raw milk in the latest food freedom legislation. Guess what?
Tell
West
me.
Virginia has a bill that's going to allow raw milk to be sold in West Virginia.
And that means what? Not homogenized?
No,
that,
not pasteurized.
Or pasteurized, I mean, yeah, okay.
Homogenization is blending it, you know, at high speed, you know, to bust up the fat molecules so that they're better distributed.
Okay. Pasteurized. Louis
yeah, pasteurized is where you're killing bacteria by using heat. Now, I can tell you that there is a slow heat process of pasteurization. And believe it or not, I think it's still Florence Dairy, if they're still in business around here. I mean, Florence started up a couple years ago, and we were thinking about going back to carrying their milk, possibly. They're over in Belpre, outside of Belpre.
Oh,
you know,
that's close.
And so, yeah.
Is that a part of it? You need to kind of be close so you can sell it?
Well, yeah.
Right?
But okay. they do a slow heat pasteurization, which is really good. So,
okay.
You know, I thought that was a good thing. So anyway, Colorado says the Food Freedom Bill will open up direct sales of unpasteurized milk or milk that hasn't been heated to kill bacteria from farmers to customer. But it would not impact a creative workaround for that. You know, it says basically, so Colorado's getting on board. West Virginia jumped on board here a couple years ago, basically allowing it. But you had to do it in a cow share. You had to own a part
of a
cow.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Is it a healthier product than the milk from the store?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like it would be.
Hey, okay, look at this.
Less adulteration.
Well, you know
right?
what we used to do in my cooking classes? I used to teach cooking classes for a long, long time. And anyway, the class we'd take, I'd go down to the grocery store and I'd buy a carton of just regular old pasteurized milk.
Okay.
Okay. I'd get some milk from a friend of mine that had a cow, so I'd get the raw milk. Okay.
Okay.
We'd leave it out. Okay. We wouldn't refrigerate it.
Okay.
Now, it's kind of interesting to see what happens when you don't refrigerate milk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, in the pasteurized carton, you know, you open it up just to allow air in so
right.
that it would get microbes in it,
yeah.
okay? Well, anyway, and then, of course, the raw milk was just sitting on the counter. Well, raw milk sours, and you can still use it. You can
okay.
bake sourdough bread. You can you can bake with it. You
okay.
can do other things, okay? It's still living. It's alive.
Okay. I gotcha.
Well, the carton of milk, the pasteurized milk, it rotted.
It goes bad.
It turned green, brown, yuck. The
smell
was
too.
Absolutely
yeah.
terrible.
Which is different than souring. Right?
Oh, it was not soured.
Right, right, right.
So it was kind of to us to prove that, you know, raw milk has microbes. It has some of the beneficial things that your body can utilize. However, after the age of two, we really don't digest cow's milk. We were never meant to drink cow's
right.
milk. The proportion of protein to fat in water in cow's milk is not what our body requires. And a lot of people have milk allergy not because of the lactose, but because of the casein protein.
So. Right. You told me years ago we're the only mammals that consume milk in our adult life.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're about ready to go to break, but I want a little more health history for us. 1881 is when California became the first state to pass the plant quarantine legislation, and that's where they allowed animal and plant health inspectors, the authorities, to regulate interstate movement of nursery stock and other plants that might be harmful to agriculture. So that, you know, and if you go to California to this day, they inspect your car and they're looking for fruits and vegetables and that sort of thing. So they started that back in 1881 just to make sure that bugs weren't going around and messing with, you know, California is such a huge agricultural state.
Right.
They wanted to protect what they were doing. I think that's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just got over our little COVID. This day in history, 1918, the flu pandemic, U.S. Army mass cook in Kansas was the first documented case of the Spanish flu. That thing went worldwide. 50 The estimates were 50 to 100 million died back in 1918. So that's my little bit of health history to throw out there. So I guess we're lucky that we made it through our COVID, even though it's still rounding about.
The new CDC guideline just came out this week. And basically, you don't have to quarantine for 5 days.
Right.
You know, they're basically saying it's just like the flu or a cold or something these days.
Who knows what to believe?
Who knows?
Just be healthy out there. Listen, we're going to take a pause for the calls. We're going to come right back here on the Highway to Health.
And some honey from the bees, all kinds of food to support your life, 'cause if it comes from Mother Earth, it's bound to be right. You ought to come by and check it out, see what Mother Earth Foods is all about.
Visit Mother Earth Foods at 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg.
For the weekend, gonna be. Hello, Mid Ohio Valley. Today's weather will be snotty and sneezy. I mean breezy, not sneezy. And the pollen count will be high, so try to avoid outside miseries. I mean activities.
Hi, Mr. Weatherman. You sound like you're one of the 50 million Americans that suffer with seasonal allergies. You should try Allerpure from Irwin Naturals. Allerpure offers a three-pronged formula with vitamin C to support your body's natural immune system, lemon balm and perilla to build a healthy histamine response, and an antioxidant enzyme blend to fight free radicals. Take it daily to maintain your health or as needed for targeted allergy support. I'm so sure it can help, I'm offering a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee.
Get outdoors today and enjoy the season, no matter the weather or the pollen count.
With Allerpure from Irwin Naturals. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg. Healthy living made easy since 1975.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. I know you have a lot of options when it comes to what probiotic to take. It's hard to know what brands to trust. That's why I'm introducing my own line of Earthworks probiotics. Here are a few things that you should know when you're buying a probiotic. Earthworks probiotics have been created with human microflora that belong in your digestive tract. All Earthworks probiotics are shelf-stable and don't require refrigeration. Earthworks probiotics have been bioengineered to resist stomach acid so that you get the dosage you need where you need it the most. There are 9 products with up to 100 billion cultures and specific strains for women, children, and colon health. So you can be sure to find the right probiotic to support your digestive and immune system. And of course, loyalty customers always get double loyalty points for any Earthworks products. So watch your savings add up and be sure to stay healthy out there.
Find Earthworks Probiotics, Dave's own line, only at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
On the radio, Roberta Flack, the Grammys, 1973.
Whoa.
1973.
Whoa.
15th Grammys, Roberta Flack's first time.
Whoa.
Ever I saw your... Hey, you know what? If you want to... You can't see our face, but you can give us a holler here.
There you go.
Call us at 304-428-7267 or text us at 304-488-4696. Love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
That's Healthy Dave. We have John Chaffin at the controls. Allegedly, I'm Jameson Young. We're not 100%.
It's Monday. Who knows?
It is Monday, folks, and we're live. This is not a recording.
No, it's really us.
Yep. And do we get any... Do they repeat during the week, John, on Wednesday or Friday?
Not this.
Because
week.
The basketball, right? Basketball. So this will be the one time this week that you get Highway to Health.
That's
so
right.
Everybody is tuning in. Like to be out there for you folks.
Yeah, here's some other things in the news.
Sure.
Yeah, let's keep on trucking.
Yeah.
It says food preservation. Salt, microbes, acid, and heat. In the era of grocery stores and home refrigerators, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that for most of history, people have been bound by the seasonality of food.
Yeah.
This reality has long presented humanity with a conundrum. how to keep eating after the harvest is over.
I'm hungry, especially
when you live in the northern part of the hemisphere.
No kidding.
When you live in Hawaii and in the lower regions and you've got longer growing seasons, it's not quite much of a conundrum, is it?
That's true.
It says some methods of preservation have sought to minimize microbial involvement by making food hostile to microbial settlement, while others have embraced microbial life to make them more, like fermented foods, things of that nature. So it's kind of interesting when you start to look at it. But, some of the fermented foods, of course, that you're familiar with are going to be the stinky cheeses of France, the tart sauerkraut of Germany, which actually originated in China, miso paste in Japan, salted fish in Iceland, cured meats. And this is where they use the salts and they used, different drying techniques to be able to keep your food intact. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So
the one thing that I don't know that I would be very eager to try is some of those fishes in the whereas the Scandinavian countries, they bury in the ground and let it kind of get pretty nasty and pull it up. And I don't know if I'm going to jump in on that. But hey, if you're hungry enough, you'll eat a lot of things.
In Korea, they dry fish. They actually dry it.
That.
And I've tried some of that, recently. And it's not bad, and it flakes. You can pulverize it. You can add it into dishes and do all kinds of really
good. So you're getting protein.
Yeah, you're getting the protein from it. So, and it's salty. Usually, but it's a brine type thing, but it's pretty interesting.
Well, there are a lot of picky people out there, and like Marlon always says, it's like you might not think you want to eat that, but it all depends on how hungry you get, folks, and we're very spoiled in this country.
It says one of the lasting benefits of food preservation is minimizing waste and keeping food local. While many people no longer have to eat locally with the seasons, but there's something about seasonal eating. I remember reading a book and studying this. I taught this in my cooking classes years ago, and I still adhere to it. It was called Food and Healing, and it talked about the seasonality of our diet and how our diets need to change based on the seasons, okay? Wow. And so it looked at what's called the energetic of food, okay? So here's an example. You have what they called warming foods, cooling foods, cold foods, hot foods, not temperature-wise, but in terms of the energy that it imparts to your body, okay?
Right.
So people, in the wintertime, when you're eating citrus, we live in a cold climate. Citrus is grown in a warm climate. Okay, what's in citrus? It has a lot of water. Okay, so when you're in a cold climate and you're eating citrus, it helps. It makes you cold. It doesn't allow. Now, that's not exactly the situation because there are body types that are based on different energetics too.
Right.
Some people exhibit a lot of heat. Okay, so for heating conditions, cooling fruits are beneficial no matter what the season is.
Right.
But this whole thing of eating seasonally, like for me, I know personally, I started experimenting with this years ago. In the winter months, I eat more root vegetables.
Okay.
In the summer months, I eat more, cucumber and cooling vegetables.
Okay, makes sense.
And it's just because it's just something that you intuitively pick up over time. And if you sit and think about yourselves, and if you grow gardens and you look at the foods that you typically eat, those are the kinds of...
Yeah.
And there's a resurgence in canning food, which is kind of good. Matter of fact, it's been a couple times in the last couple of years we can get canning jars, because we have to buy canning jars for the kombucha that we have on tap. Okay.
Sure.
Well, you're scrambling to go find a pint jar somewhere, It's like...
Pint or quart?
Pint, quarts, both.
Both sides? Okay, interesting.
Hey, mounting evidence shows daily multivitamins help keep you sharp as you age. This is a third study that has shown that older people who take a daily multi do better on memory tests than those taking a placebo. And this just came out in January 24. Research is the third randomized trial to produce such results, adding to a growing body of evidence that multivitamins can be beneficial. Now,
and these are vitamins and minerals probably too?
Oh yeah, vitamins and minerals, multivitamin. Mm-hmm. Yep. It didn't talk about in the study though what products they used, and so it does. It said they used Centrum Silver, and it performed modestly better on memory. Okay, the latest trial compared both kinds of supplements with placebo tablets, who underwent in person, and then they checked them. They did it for 2 years, and they basically said that the ones who had taken a multi performed better. Now, again, multivitamins, are they made in a lab, or are they coming from food?
Right.
And this is where we really draw the line a little bit. I think it is good to have a multi, particularly if you're not eating well.
Sure.
And those are the kind of things that can make make a difference, but make sure you're getting a good quality. And they're not all created equal, just so you know. They're not all created equal.
I turned several people onto your Source of Life years ago, one of my bosses at the hospital.
Yeah, that was one of the very first whole food supplements that was even available.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's another one that just came out in last week, actually. Researchers suggest natural compounds could be promising new alternative treatment for colon cancer.
Yeah.
A new study was discovered has discovered a naturally occurring compound found in fruit that has the potential to be an effective alternative treatment for colon cancer. It says here, a team of international scientists at the universities of Portsmouth and Hong Kong have found a polyphenol called schizandrin B. It comes from a plant called schizandra, a fruit called schizandra, which is called the five-flavor fruit. It exhibits a remarkable anti-tumorigenic effect on colon cancer. Compound is found in the fruit, also known as five-flavor berry, which is grown in northern China, Russia, Far East, and Korea. And it's just to let you know that there are many, many, many plant compounds that really have anti-cancer properties. And if you just really eat them, folks, and schizandra berries, we sell schizandra berries. And you can boil them. You can drink the tea of it. It's very good for the liver. It's good for so many different things, not just the cancer side of it. And so it's very rich in polyphenols. It's very rich in vitamin C and other nutrients and matter, and it grows in West Virginia.
Schizandrin. I want to say Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam.
Shazam. Schizandrin. Yeah.
It says that it has anti-cancer properties that have been shown to be beneficial in liver, breast, ovarian, gastric, and gallbladder cancers.
Wow. Anti-tumorigenic means anti-tumor, right?
Anti-tumor, mm-hmm. Which means, you know, if let's say you don't have to have a disease to be able to use a plant.
Sure.
But let's say you were using schizandra as a harmonizer for the five element, which is kind of back to this energetic we were talking about a minute ago. Okay, so why not just drink the tea?
Yeah.
You don't have to do any. Yeah. You don't have to take it in a pill. And when you start to look at cultural peoples of these areas that grow it, it is actually a beverage. It's something that they use, but you can eat them raw, but they dry very well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like I said, they grow, schizandra will grow in West Virginia. Goji berry grows in West Virginia. You know, these kind of get these real high sensationalized, you know, properties, and everybody wants to say, oh, I got to take my goji berry, or, you know.
right.
So anyway, but it's just, you know, this is, again, validation that in nature, plants produce chemistries that have a real positive benefit to us.
And if you do it in the liquid, you're hydrating as well, so you get a double
and
punch.
And schizandra has a little bit of a tart astringency, kind of soury kind of flavor to it, but it's not bad. I mean, it's actually quite pleasant.
Nice. That's a bonus.
Yeah. So, and here's another one, regenerative agriculture.
Okay.
All righty. You probably heard about this. I call it old-fashioned farming. But yeah, you have to regenerate when you've killed everything. So,
yeah.
You know,
no,
when you've
kidding.
Destroyed the soil, yeah. You have to regenerate it.
It's
so regenerative
tough.
Agriculture is the new terminology. But it uses the practices and methodologies of previous agricultural, not agribusinessal.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, that is what it is.
Agriculture
right?
was a culture, mm-hmm. and people were evolved around the culture.
Yeah.
Agribusiness is a totally different beast.
Money. Yep.
It says, and here's what they say. It says, it is obvious to most of us that food is a human right, but our discussion of food justice needs to be grounded literally in what experts are calling a right to healthy soil. Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
If we want good food, we need good soil.
Yeah, buddy.
95% of food nutrients come from soil.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So now we were just talking about schizandra berry.
Yep.
Okay, the benefits of schizandra berry get its benefit from the soil. Okay.
Sheesh.
Now, it says that the UN Food and Agriculture Organization calculates, which makes the problem of soil erosion so much more concerning. About a third of the world's soils are currently degraded.
Sheesh.
And poor land management practices.
That just means kind of farmed out of their goodies.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, when the United States was basically in the 1700s, with the onslaught of, you know, man taking over the country.
Right.
Okay, the reason they moved to more fertile territory was because they had worked the land to the point where the productivity was no longer
that far back.
Yeah, so as they were migrating across the country, taking over territory, the thing was that part, that's why you called the center of the United States the breadbasket, because
Gotcha.
It was so rich in nutrients until you farmed everything out of it.
Yeah.
Back in the 1930s, I have a book called The Diet System, and this was written in 1934. It was already talking about the fact that the soils had been already depleted in the 30 years from the early 1900s, that it was already depleted.
And so we knew it then, 100 years ago.
We knew it 100 years ago that there was soil deficiencies in minerals like zinc, selenium, all the trace elements.
Yeah.
Okay? When this is where we look at nutritional deficiency as the leading cause to dysfunctional systems.
Yep.
Okay, so then you start to grow food in soil that doesn't have nutrient. Okay, you chemicalize it. You spray it with every kind of thing you can possibly imagine.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're sitting there wondering why we have health concerns.
Yeah, and health concerns that we didn't have before.
Right. So then you have to come back to that study about the multivitamin that says, okay, well, you take a multivitamin, you improve your memory. Well, hey, the multivitamin is because the food you're eating doesn't have it.
Right.
So it's kind of like this whole round robin thing. So regenerative farming is trying to fix that in some respects, okay? It says, while poor soil hurts the environment, good soil can help repair the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy soils boosted by regenerative farming practices can sequester more carbon from the atmosphere and more effectively store and drain water. Farmers can use techniques like no-till growing, cover crop, rotation grazing, mm-hmm. and plantings, and implementation of buffer zones against not only erosion. So every time you clear cut, time you cut down to bare soil, you are increasing the potential for that topsoil to run off, goes into the rivers, goes everywhere else, and, you know, and this is kind of a big issue.
Yeah.
And it's bigger than what people are really aware of, so this is kind of an awareness. But when you really talk about the health, I always kind of looked at the soil is equated to our body, okay? Mm-hmm. Soil organism, we talked about with our guest last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking to Brenda Watson about microbiome, okay?
Yep.
Well, it's the earth biome.
Yeah, right,
okay?
Right.
So what imparts from the earth, like she was saying, you know, you need a little dirt.
Yeah, right.
Okay, there are organisms in dirt that are so beneficial to us, but we've gotten so antibacterial, thinking that, you know, it's this reductionist way of thinking that says, oh, well, germs cause all the disease. Duh.
No, not.
And so it's kind of like, you go, wait a minute, folks. So this is kind of, we're coming into a period of time. So our guest next week, which is going to be really good, J.J. Barrett with the WV Extension will be with us.
Nice.
And we're going to be talking about growing in springtime and talking about some of these concepts and these ideas, because this is something that we need to all
I'm excited about next week's topic. Yeah.
I wish that every home had a little bit of a patch of garden that they were growing some kind of food.
Boy, that'd be pretty
something.
Could have some dramatic effects, right?
Something. I mean, yeah, just if you had, you know, even if it's a flower box or something, put something out there. And, you know, your medicinal herbs, your culinary herbs. You know, that one thing about the article we read about the preserving foods with salt and drying.
Right.
Medicinal herbs were always used to cure meats, to preserve meats because of the antibacterial properties of things like oregano, garlic, thyme.
Sure.
You know, all the chemistries that are in those plants actually inhibit the microbial bacteria that would be breaking down those kinds of foods.
Okay.
So it's kind of an interesting concept when you start to go back culturally and look at why we have these things.
Right.
We've gotten to the point where everybody goes to the grocery store to buy their food, which has all been pre-made. And you start to realize there's a connection. So
it's amazing. We think we're just so smart, and it's like, go back in history, you find some smarter folks doing better, healthier things, right?
Yep.
Well, I want to remind you that we are fortunate to have Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, Hybrid Remedies, and CV Sciences sponsor us here on the Highway to Health. Thank you so much for supporting us. We need sponsors, and these are all really good and responsible companies. And I know that because Healthy Dave links to them, and he does not link with companies that are not healthy.
That's right.
For real.
I think that probably in the next month to 2 months, I think we'll be able soliciting some local advertisers. We would like to have some local people out there.
So
if you have a business and you are interested, contact me at Mother Earth Foods. I'd be happy to have a discussion with you, because we're formulating a plan that where we can be supportive of some of the local entities around our community that might be interested in, you know, making sure that you know about them. So
that's good. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Little health history, 1954, first successful kidney transplant. Huh? Took place in Boston, Massachusetts. Oh. All sorts of things going on in our history, right? I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. Good to know. John's over at the controls, so we're going to go ahead and do it. Take a pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Highway to Health.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist and owner of Mother Earth Foods. The total well-being of our customers is an essential part of our mission, and I'm always looking for breakthrough products that align with our values. When I met Dr. Jason Dubois, I knew I had met someone who shared my passion for helping people stay well naturally. Dr. Jason is a registered clinical pharmacist, educator, and founder of Hybrid Remedies, a fantastic line of herbal supplements designed to help you feel better faster. Hybrid Remedies supports a rapid immune-building response for allergies, colds, flu, and sinus nasal support. Formulated entirely with key herbs, vitamins, and minerals, Hybrid Remedies were developed by Dr. Jason over 18 years of clinical experience and research with a focus on immunology. We're proud to offer Hybrid Remedies because they work.
Nature-inspired, pharmacist-formulated. Hybrid Remedies. Clinically tested, immune support for colds, flu, and allergies. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Since ancient times, countless cultures have embraced the use of herbs as medicine to improve overall health. Today, more people than ever have rediscovered the healing properties of herbs. But not all herbal supplements are the same. How can you be sure you're really getting true herbs?
Hi, I'm Dave Hawkins, owner of Mother Earth Foods. Folks always ask me what herbal supplements I recommend. I've been a practicing herbalist for more than 40 years, and in that time, I've learned that quality and purity are essential for results. Nature's Way has been a trusted brand since 1969, and they continue to lead the way in purity and quality control. Nature's Way is the first herbal brand verified by the Non-GMO Project, and they are also the first herbal brand certified with DNA testing and the True ID seal, so that you can be sure that the botanical species on the label matches what is in the product. I'm proud to offer Nature's Way herbs with a no-risk money-back guarantee.
Nature's Way, the first in herbs since 1969. Trust the leaf. Nature's Way True Herbs are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg. Healthy living made easy since 1975.
When explorers came to America in search of the Fountain of Youth, they came up a little short. Fortunately for us, science is finally catching up with new anti-aging discoveries.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. One of those anti-aging discoveries is collagen, which is essential for healthy hair, skin, connective tissue, and joints. Now one of the most trusted leaders in natural supplements, Natural Factors, has developed Total Body Collagen. It's a convenient powder available in orange, pomegranate, or unflavored. Just add it to water or your favorite beverage, or if you prefer, you can also take it in tablet. Total Body Collagen is 100% complete amino acid formula with hyaluronic acid, glutamine, and biotin. So whether you're looking to reduce the pain associated with osteoarthritis or just to look and feel a little bit younger, Total Body Collagen may be the anti-aging support you've been looking for. Try it risk-free for 30 days with our money-back guarantee.
Natural Factors Total Body Collagen products are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
All in the Family, This Day in History, aired its 200th episode in 1979.
Yeah. Wow.
All in the Family. I don't know about you, but
that was a great show.
It was a family thing for us. We gathered around the tube,
yes, we did,
the one television we had in the house, and we watched All in the Family from the jump.
It aged very well over the years.
Yes, I thought so. It moved right along with the times.
Yep, interesting.
Yeah,
a lot of interesting stuff. And, of course, Meathead has come on to do a ton of stuff, you know, in cinema.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the, you know, the heavy dutiest directors we have in this country. Good stuff. Thank him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, cool. Well, here's a couple of other little tidbits, and then we're going to jump into Herb of the Month.
New Herb. That's right. We're a new month.
Yes, we're a new month, you know. So, hey. All right. Here is the latest headline. Top health headline.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
Workouts are rendered worthless by soda consumption. Drinking just two 12-ounce cans of pop per week can effectively erase the heart health gains made during exercise.
Wow.
This came from a study by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Pharmacologists at the University of Quebec City analyzed health data from approximately 100,000 adults over 30 years. So this is a large study.
That's a big
over
study.
A long period of time, mm-hmm. to find that the damage done by sugar-sweetened beverages can't be overcome with the average recommended workout quota, about 150 minutes every week. Okay, so it says they urge consumers to drop cane and syrup-based sodas altogether.
Wow.
Physical activity reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease associated with sugar-sweetened beverages by half, but it does not fully eliminate it, is the statement. Okay.
Wow.
Researchers added that the marketing strategies for these drinks often show active people drinking these beverages.
Right,
it suggests
right.
that sugary drink consumption has no negative effect on your health if you're physically active. Well, that's what this study was about. The Canadian team noted that two sodas every 7 days can be considered relatively low by many consumers, yet it still presents significant. Here's the word.
And these are two 12-ounce cans, I presume.
Two 12-ounce cans. Jeez. Significant wow. risk, okay? So basically, they did not test diet sodas in this particular
right,
study.
Right.
But if you add that element into it, then I think you're going to even see much, much more.
You go to a fast food restaurant, I think your small and medium drinks can be in that 20 to 24 ounce.
But they're double.
Because, I mean, it's not like when we were kids.
No.
I mean, this was a large, you know, I'm pointing to my coffee cup, was a large. But now that's like a small.
That's the small. And then
in
you've
today,
got the big
so,
gulp, you know.
I mean, people, well, seriously, they're buying quarts at a time.
Yes, I know.
Which is, you know.
And I'll tell you what, it's going to make you hurt, folks. And this is one of the, I had a discussion with one of my church members yesterday, and if they're listening, I hope so. Mountain Dew. And I'll tell you, I have seen in my clinical practice, I have seen so many pop drinkers, and I can pretty much almost guess. Now, when I start talking to somebody, one of the first questions out of my mouth is, do you drink soda pop?
Yep.
And
yep.
It has to relate it to nerve, okay, brain function, energy, achiness, joint pain, inflammation,
yep.
and in almost all of those scenarios. And so it gets down to how much are you consuming.
Right.
This kind of shows that even just two a week can negatively impact, even if you're exercising. What about the people who don't exercise and are drinking two a day,
and
they wonder why they have mood disorder?
Right.
They wonder why they're on pharmaceuticals. They wonder why all these health conditions. Folks, throw that stuff away. It is not water.
You have so many times, Dave, I'm at the grocery store, and I see a cart that really has just two or three products, but the bottom of the cart's filled up with one of them, and it's just like 12 packs of sodas.
Yeah.
I mean, people go and just, I mean, they'll buy six and eight of these big 12 packs at a time, and it's like, that's about all I see in their cart.
I know.
I mean, and I just think, wow, that's... Yeah. What I think of is, I think that's your priority. That's a really big deal for you, and your kind of consumption at your house kind of rotates around all that soda.
Now, here's the
thing.
It's
a lot.
I tell people, do not, and just to heed my words, please, do not cold turkey. Do not just stop it unless
that's
you want to go through, you know, a lot of upheaval.
Yeah.
You will get headaches. You will get irritable. You'll be grouchy. You won't be able to sleep. Your nerve system is already going to be even on a greater edge. So don't do that. Wean down.
That's smart.
Look at how much you consume in a day, and then just start to wean it down.
Yeah.
Take 30 days. Take 1 month. To slow it down, get it to the point where you're at one can. When you get down to one can, you can cut it out, and you'll not notice the negative effect of not having it.
I get it. I mean, Brenda and I bought it wasn't even a 2 liter. We saw a liter of Coke. Yes, it was Coke in the store, and I think we were having a dinner, and it's like, oh, that sounds, we were doing like burgers, I think, burger and sweet potatoes. But we just had a Coke, and I can't tell you the last time we bought that. And I get it. We poured it into a glass. It was cold, no ice, and it's like something yummy about that. And I don't know if it goes back to our childhood or what, but it's like sometimes that drink of a Coke is yummy. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
7-Up is one of the things I always kind of like.
And occasional use is not what
we're you're a little sick.
About.
You like some ginger ale, but that's not every day, folks. I mean, that's just, you know, here and there, you know.
There's some really good alternatives to those, too, that don't have the citric acid, the phosphoric acid.
Or the coloring.
Don't have the artificial coloring. Don't have all the other things that you just don't need.
Yep.
Keep that in mind, folks. It's just what it is.
I love that you said to don't just stop but to wean off. I think, you know, because that's where people are going to fail. It's just great advice.
But it's also not good for your body to withdraw something that quickly.
Yep.
Okay.
Smart.
Because then you put your body in stress. You're already in stress.
Yeah.
But you got to remember that the liver is your humanizing organ. Anything that goes into your body, the liver has to deal with it. So if you're giving your body something every day, every day, every day, the liver says, well, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? If it's not there. What you're doing is you're basically weaning down so that your body can adjust gradually to this shift and change, which is positive in and of itself. Most people tell me they have more energy, they don't hurt as bad, they sleep better at night, and they're not as nervous, and they don't have nervous anxiety to the level of what they normally would have, or what they had been having because they were over-consuming.
Boy, that's a great argument to get rid of it, isn't it?
It certainly is. Okay.
What else you got? I know what else you got.
Well, we're going to talk about Herb of the Month. This comes from a good friend of mine, a newsletter that he puts out, and I see, you know, he really talks a lot about some of these herbs, and I'm stealing his information.
Well, let me throw out real quick, 428-7267. We still have some time left.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can text us, 488-4696. 428-7267, or text us at 488-4696 if you have a thought or a question or a concern.
All right. We're going to be talking about an herb called wild yam.
Yay.
Okay, but there are many species of yams in the genus Dioscorea.
You know, I am what I am.
You am what I am, and that's all that I am.
I just did that so John would shake his head. He shook his head.
Yeah, I always use that. I like that one.
I want to know what the difference between a yam and a sweet potato is.
Oh, well, it's the same family, probably.
I'm very curious about this. Well, go ahead.
Well, Google it.
I think I will. Yeah. Go ahead.
Many of them are used as foods, but certain species have been used as medicines. Okay, the Western remedy, wild yam, typically refers to a plant called Dioscorea bellosa. This grows in our woods and is coming out in the next few weeks. Okay. So it will be all over West Virginia. Matter of fact, I have it on our farm.
Oh, nice.
And it's
a
wonderful plant. I love this plant. And I have used that plant in a few of my formulas that I have developed over the years in terms of tinctures because of its far-reaching benefit. Okay.
So. Cool.
We're going to talk about, you know, wild yam. We're going to talk about the bellosa, you know. Wild yam has several beneficial properties, particularly for the female reproductive system. It's an antispasmodic. What's that mean? Okay, when you get a muscle spasm.
Sure.
Antispasmodic, So it's also been good for relieving menstrual cramping and easing pain during childbirth. So it can be used later in childbirth, you know, like in the last, you know, the week or so, you can start using that plant to help ease the birthing process,
Not
that it's not going to stop contractions. It's just going to help it so it, you know.
Sure.
It is also anti-inflammatory, okay? So it has a cortisol-like effect.
Nice.
Similar to licorice root and yucca, okay? It says even though it doesn't contain progesterone, it may have a progesterone-like effect. Now, progesterone is one of the hormones. We have some too.
We do, yeah.
Okay,
yep,
progesterone is produced in, is helped as a regulatory hormone for menstrual cycling, okay, in regards to management of estrogens in female health, okay? So, wild yam has had some misconceptions, okay, and we'll get into that in a minute.
Sure.
It also seems to be a good remedy for estrogen dominance in women. And so estrogen dominance is a condition where it's not about overproduction. It's about the inability to tear down the estrogens at the right times by the liver. Okay. It's been used with other herbs with what's called chaste tree berry or Vitex. It's been used with black cohosh and other tonics for menopause. So it has some real benefit there.
Yeah.
Now, while there have been claims that wild yam could be used as birth control, this is not true.
Okay.
Absolutely not true.
Birth control.
Okay.
You mean like the birth control pill? That sort of. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
While there is a compound in wild yam called diosgenin that was originally used to synthesize progesterone for birth control pills.
Hmm.
So people took that synthesization of this diosgenin and basically said, oh, well, if I just take wild yam, my body will make progesterone. Doesn't work.
It's a little bit of a stretch. Right.
And that was going around and has been circulating and is still circulating. That's why I'm saying it isn't true. Okay, so just because an herb produces a compound doesn't mean that your body's going to take it and make. Now, it has a progesterone-like effect, but it doesn't. It's not the hormone.
Right.
Let's look at it that way. It says there are no metabolic pathways for converting diosgenin to progesterone. Now, the progesterone is created in the adrenal gland and it also and reproductive glands from cholesterol.
Huh.
So progesterone is also signaled by the brain.
Okay.
Okay. And so there's some real interesting things about that. Okay. Wild yam isn't a remedy just for women, though.
Ha ha.
It is a good herb that helps for problems of the GI tract. It can be helpful in spastic or cramping pain in the abdomen. Helps to relax the gallbladder, particularly when you're having a gallbladder attack.
Okay.
Okay. It can ease inflammation and cramping with trapped gas. So it's kind of neat. Okay. It's used in formulas for muscle and joint pain, colitis, skin problems, gas bloating, and liver detoxification.
There's a relaxing agent
so
to it, sounds like.
It's a calming agent.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I put that in my adrenal formula because of the fact that it's the adrenals that are part and parcel to helping that balance and helping keep things going. So, yeah, it's a neat plant. So, wild yam, folks, it's one of those things that's going to be growing, and you can go look it up. You can find really some neat pictures. If you're out in the woods, you can go identify it. I love wild yam.
Well, let me just, what I found, sweet potato is a root tuber native to Central and South America. Sweet potatoes come in a few varieties.
What's his plant name? Does it tell you a botanical name?
Don't have it on this one right here. This is a real generic-y type thing. Mm-hmm. Most common type of sweet potatoes has bright orange flesh with smooth, rosy brown skin. Common in the United States. But it says yams are also root tubers. They aren't the same as sweet potatoes. In fact, they're far more different than you might realize. Originating in parts of Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean, yams come in many different shapes, sizes, and varieties. Many popular varieties are cylindrical in shape and have a white flesh with a dark brown skin.
So they're not relatives. They're not the same family. And but it doesn't mean they're not beneficial.
Right. Oh, right, right. Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So. And it says the yams can grow much larger than sweet potatoes, too. More than 5 feet long and up to 100 pounds. Holy cow.
The wild yam root, they are little small tubers. They're little.
Okay.
They're very small. And so it takes a little bit, you know.
This article doesn't do a good job, but it still doesn't go into how incredibly different they are.
Yeah, well, it's going to be plant species.
Yeah, it makes
sense. That's what it comes down to. So.
I need to remind you that Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, Hybrid Remedies, and CB Sciences. I know I said it a little bit ago, but I got to say it again.
Yeah.
We thank them. We thank them for being our sponsors here on the Highway to Health. Can't do it without them. And again, they all have products that are at Mother Earth Foods. Nature's Way has ashwagandha capsules and gummies, collagen, elasticity for your body, folks. Natural Factors has that on sale this month at Mother Earth Foods. Line Drive, CV Sciences has a Line Drive going on. Means all their stuff is on sale for the Line Drive. So check out those items. And again, thank you for being our sponsors here on the Highway to Health. And we're going to take that last little pause for the cause and come back and close out the show right here on the Highway to Health.
Feeling a little stressed? Don't let it get you down. Santhionine from Natural Factors is specially formulated to support feelings of calm and well-being. It contains L-theanine, a unique amino acid found naturally in green tea that helps support a positive mood. Santhionine from Natural Factors is made with essentially pure L-theanine for maximum effectiveness. The mood-enhancing property of L-theanine produces a calming effect in the brain. In fact, in Japan, L-theanine is added to food and drink to help produce feelings of relaxation. Santhionine helps increase the alpha brainwaves associated with a tranquil state of mind. Make it part of your self-care regimen, like meditation or aromatherapy, to relieve the stress of daily living. Santhionine from Natural Factors is available in capsules or in a tasty tropical fruit-flavored tablet. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods in Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Some years back, we introduced Cadia Foods as our exclusive house brand. Now I'm pleased to announce even more savings on the Cadia brand through our everyday low price program. We know that eating healthy food can sometimes feel like a luxury, especially if you're on a budget. But with our everyday low prices, you can shop with confidence knowing that you're getting the best value for your money. At Mother Earth Foods, we have always believed that healthy, wholesome food should be accessible to everyone. That's why we are committed to offering our favorite Cadia natural and organic foods at great prices. From frozen fruits and vegetables to snacks and pantry staples, we've got everything you need to eat well and feel great at the prices you'll love.
Why wait? Head over to Mother Earth Foods today and start saving big on all your grocery essentials. Look for the everyday low price shelf talkers for the lowest prices possible. Shop with confidence.
Hi,
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Today I want to tell you about an amazing product with whole body benefits. Terry Naturally's Clinical OPC, made with French grape seed extract, is a powerhouse supplement due to its super antioxidant levels. You've heard the benefits of superfoods like blueberries and dark chocolate. Well, clinical testing shows Terry Naturally's French grape seed extract surpasses them all on the superfood scale more than 2 million times. Researchers have found that grape seed extract is one of the most promising botanical extracts in the world for a diverse array of health application, but it is most noted for its positive impact on the health of heart and arteries, cholesterol, and blood sugar management. Terry Naturally Clinical OPC line is backed by no less than 6 clinical studies. Use it every day to combat the free radicals in your body that accelerate aging and disease. It's one of the best supplements available for whole body support.
Terry Naturally's Clinical OPC French Grape Seed Extract, available in 3 different dosages and with one special formula made specially for heart health. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
So good to me.
Monday, Monday. Yeah. We're going to be on the air next week on Monday, Monday. Also. Monday, Monday.
Live show Monday.
You got, Dave, I want to make you happy. Last year, the Historic High Seas Treaty was agreed on by nations at the UN. First international ocean protection agreement in 40 years.
Whoa, cool.
So, and probably, and you know what? It's probably since Jacques Cousteau did his stuff, is my guess on that. You know, because he did a huge amount of stuff to make the seas more salubrious for us. And I hope you've enjoyed our proficuous show today.
Yes, our proficuous
show today. Proficuous. Next week, though, we have where's my guy? J.J. Barrett from the WVU Extension.
Local guy.
Agriculture and Natural Resources. Hey, you want to learn a little bit better about how to grow stuff? Tune in next Monday, because he's you and Healthy Dave will be talking about
that. We have
in
our local community.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff here that you can be doing, growing and whatnot.
That's right.
And a lot of opportunities for growth. Not that kind, John. I know our bellies get a little growth after some years, but we can take care of that. We're talking, you know, growing good things. And like you said, Dave, I think it's great if everybody grows just a little bit of something to maybe eat at the house or in your windowsill.
Yeah.
It's not that tricky to do, right?
It's kind of fun.
Well, you know, some water and some sunlight go a long way, folks. It's
water,
not
sunlight,
tricky.
And dirt. Soil.
It's true. Some things you can just do it in the water, just a hydroponic. If you know, if you really want to, you know, go that route, you can.
Yeah, I totally agree.
What else? Don't forget Mothers to Go, grab and go. Check that out.
It's allergy season. We will talk about later in the month. We picked up a new sponsor with Jason Dubois, his product hybrid. He's been on the show. And, you know, he's decided that he really wants to work with us. So I thought.
Well, he's a good guy. You're a brother from another mother.
That's exactly right.
Good stuff. Right. Well, John, we appreciate you. John Chaffin over there at the controls. Making sure we can be heard here on the airwaves. Healthy Dave, appreciate you as always. I'm Jameson Young. You want to feel good every day and every night? Eat well, smile, treat each other right. If you're not sure, go up and hug somebody. Give them some love. Nothing wrong with spreading the love in this world. Listen, we'll see you next Monday right here on the radio on Highway to Health.
You've been listening to Highway to Health with Healthy Dave on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. Listen next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Highway to Health and visit the website, MotherEarthWorks.com.
Highway to Health. Highway to Health.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement for its sponsor.